Cody, can you just address the fact that at the end of rookie camp, Hugh Jackson told us that, you know, you're the guy to beat, you're the first man up in OTAs, and that you deserve that status. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's you know, a sense of confidence you get in going into that, but at the same time, I just look at it, you know, as an opportunity. And you know, the other three guys are great quarterbacks, you know, Brock and Deshaun and Kevin, and it's going to be, you know, a really good competition. But like I said, you know, for your coach to say that, you know, obviously gives you some confidence. But at the same time, you know, I just look at that as another opportunity. You know, being able to go out there and be with the ones and get some good reps that I didn't, you know, necessarily get last year. You know, in OTAs being the rookie and not working with the first group. So this year is something that, like I said, an opportunity and a chance to go out there and run with the guys that are going to be out there on the field.
So, Cody, go take yourself back to your first OTA last year. Mm-hmm. And how much have you grown as a player in that year?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, you know what to expect coming out here and what the practices are going to be like and the competition level. And like I said, you know, you have that first year under your belt. And last year I was a, you know, wide-eyed rookie, and where Deshaun is right now, and coming out there and you know, getting everything thrown at you. And that's why it's been really cool to now go from the rookie standpoint to not necessarily a mentor, but kind of helping him out. And you know, he has a bunch of questions, and being able to talk to him and have answers for him that I necessarily didn't have last year. So just having that year under your belt of, you know, OTAs and, you know, full season and getting to start a couple games is makes this process or this transition into OTAs a lot, you know, easier than it was last year.
Cody, you talked about the work you put in during the offseason mm-hmm. for coming back here to work on the arm strength. Hugh Jackson just got done talking to us about mm-hmm. it. Now that you've been out there for a couple of practices, what differences have you noticed as a result of that work that you put in?
Yeah, I think for me mostly is just, you know, confidence and being able to make some of those, you know, longer throws and push the ball downfield, you know, in all phase two. You know, we threw a ton of deep balls, a ton of, you know, longer balls down the field and you know, being able to push the ball down the field and having that confidence and knowing that you can get it there and you know, put a little more on it is something that, you know, definitely helps you out, you know, in confidence level and everything. But I think also the mental side of it, you know, being able to go out there and like I said, knowing you can make every throw, so now you're more focused on, you know, what's going on in the defense, what you're going to call, what your different calls you can make, change the play, and different stuff like that, which I think helped me out a lot, you know, be able to play a lot faster. And again, being year two, obviously you have a lot more experience, but yeah, I think, you know, the way that I worked this offseason kind of helped me out, you know, not only physically but mentally as well.
Where did that added zip come from?
A lot of core work, a lot of upper body work, but mostly was, you know, working with Tom House and those guys out there, and obviously Coach Jackson and Coach Lee, just being able to talk to them, and especially Coach Jackson, I was leaving last year, you know, stuff he wanted me to work on, but a lot of it was, you know, just countless hours in the weight room, and you know, I think the biggest thing too was mechanics-wise, you know, being able to not get so far forward and be able to get that power from your legs, and a lot of my throws last year was, you know, completely upper body, you know, and I was throwing a ton of upper body and not be able to get my legs into my throw, and you know, just being able to stay back on your weight and push off your back plant foot is something that's huge, you know, and that's something I noticed a lot. But as well, it comes with, you know, obviously being in the weight room, the strength, and working on different things, you know, here and there.
How different does it feel coming out of your hand?
Yeah, it feels, yeah, I think, and the coolest part about it is, you know, mechanical-wise, is it feels like I'm throwing it harder but with a little bit less effort. You know, it doesn't feel like I'm putting as much strain on my shoulder and my arm and just trying to throw it as hard as I can every time. It feels like if you do, you know, everything in sync and just countless reps of that over and over, you know, in the off season, being able to throw the ball now, it just feels a little bit more, you know, fluid and a lot more, you know, instead of trying to strain and get everything you have into it, you can get that transition, you know, from your legs to your upper body, and it makes it a little bit more easier. Yeah, like I said, it helps out, you know, knowing that, you know, you can make all the throws and you feel comfortable making all the throws. So it allows you to be more, you know, mentally focused on game plan and scheme and these different things that you don't have to think about, you know, whether, you know, where you're going to get the ball, where you're going to put it.
Cody, it's way early, but all these things that you're talking about with the way you're throwing the ball and just being more comfortable and everything, do you have a sense of when you get to the fall, like, I'm going to be a much better NFL quarterback? Can you feel that already just because of all these things, the way you feel like you've improved this offseason?
You know, no, I haven't thought that far. You know, obviously, and you know, I can't wait for the fall. It's going to be exciting. But right now, you know, my main focus is as a unit, you know, as a team, and getting, you know, this team better offensively, defensively. And you know, improving the guys around you, you know, because if I only worked on myself and got myself better and didn't, you know, try to work and help the other guys out or get on the same page as some of the receivers or tight ends or even the offensive line, you know, then it was really all for nothing, you know, and you want to build as a group and as a team. And, yeah, I mean, obviously it gives me more confidence going into the season and going into, you know, OTAs and fall camp. But at the same time, you know, I think the coolest thing for me was the guys have seen it, you know, and Coach Jackson and some of the other guys have seen, you know, the hard work and working on my throwing and everything in the offseason, which helps, you know, it builds, you know, camaraderie in the locker room and, you know, on the field and timing and all those things that go into, you know, playing the quarterback position. And it just builds, you know, a sense of comfort level for you as well.
Did you see that catch at tight end from USC?
Yeah, Taylor. Yeah, that's that was awesome. He's one of those guys that, you know, big athletic guy, can move around, very physical, always been more physical guy in, when he was at USC, but he could make great catches. You know, he could play the ball really well. I've never seen him do one of those. I'm trying to remember in practice, but last year, I don't know, or a couple of years ago at SC, but yeah, he's a great athlete, man. He's a stud. He's a hard worker. You know, I'm very excited that he was here. You know, Coach Seaman texted me and told me about when they got him, and obviously I was the first one to call him, and after they told him, and I was excited, you know, so it's cool to have, you know, Randall, obviously, and Taylor both playing tight end.
How many years did you guys play?
Just one. My senior year was the year that he just transferred from OU.
Cody Brock was saying that he – I'm sorry, okay.
At certain times in your career, or a lot of times in your career, you've been underdog, you've had to come from behind, you've had to fight and scrap and claw for the job. How do you think you'll respond this time around when you're actually heading in as the number one guy, the man to beat, as opposed to the guy coming from behind?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said earlier, you know, obviously it's you know, a sense of confidence you get, you know, for your coach to say that, but I don't look at it any different. You know, I still look at it as a competition, and you know, and the same guy, the guy will say the same thing. Not only are we, you know, competing against ourselves on that field, but we're also competing, you know, to be better against the other, you know, 31 quarterbacks in the NFL. The other guys around, you know, the NFL is something that you strive for, you know, and you want to be the best and you want to strive for the best and you know, can continue to improve your game. So obviously, first and foremost is, you know, us competing against each other on this field. But, you know, and to even be on the field, you know, you got to win that competition. But in a big scheme of things, you know, you're competing against other quarterbacks in the league and other defenses and other teams. And for me, you know, I don't look at it any different. You know, I just treat it the same and go out there and you just continue to work hard and, you know, hopefully put a lot of good things on film.
Hey, Brock was saying that he's felt very welcomed here. I'm mm-hmm. just curious, you know, what kind of guy is he? And can you appreciate maybe how strange the circumstances were for him coming in, you know,
yeah.
kind of the part of that trade.
Yeah, so. we have a really good quarterback room, and you know, when Brock got here, me and Kevin obviously have been together for a year, and we knew each other in college, but when Brock got here, you know, he fit right in, and we all kind of got along really well, and then Deshaun got here, and you know, it's been a great quarterback room, and Deshaun was, you know, jumped in with us, and we all act like we know each other for years, but when you spend, you know, so much time together, you know, watching film, studying film, installing offenses, you know, so many meeting times and workouts, and on the field, you know, you really get to know the guys around you and the guys in the locker room and you know, specifically the guys in your room. So they all, you know, all of us, you know, fit in really well. And we get along and we have fun and joke. But at the same time, you know, we know we're competing against each other. And that's what, you know, you love about this game is that, you know, you build friendships. You make, you know, so many just things that you don't really get in much other sports. You know, the hard work and the effort you put into it really builds that strong friendship. But at the same time, you know, you got to win a job and you got to continue to compete against those guys. And but at the same time, you know, we're still rooting for each other and help each other out and learning from what one guy does well or one guy does bad. And you know, when they come up the field, we all talk about it. So it's been a good room, you know, and it's been exciting to compete and get to know those guys.
From all those hours in the weight room, did you put on any weight or did you stay about the same?
Yeah, I put on a couple of pounds, but I lost. My biggest focus was body fat-wise, losing body fat and, you know, we do a body fat scanner and all that. It was being a healthier, you know, weight than what it was. And I stayed about the same, maybe a couple pounds, but it was, you know, muscle was my main focus. And it was tough, you know, eating the same thing every day and, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner and snacks in between was, you know, the same thing over and over and over. But it's just that commitment, you know, that I really wanted to make in this offseason was, you know, I wanted to eat healthy. I wanted to, you know, get good sleep, good rest, study my playbook, go out and throw and work out and kind of stay on that same schedule and then work on recovery.
So what did you eat? You said the same thing over and over?
Yeah. Yeah, I had. You want me to tell you exactly?
Go. Yeah.
All right. I had in the breakfast, I would have power bar before I'd work out at 6:30. And then I would have 2 scrambled eggs, oatmeal with nothing in it, just water and oatmeal. 2 things of fruit, either banana, apple, something like that, milk and then water. Snack, you'd have almonds, a bag of almonds. And then for lunch, it'd be whole wheat bread, turkey sandwich with provolone cheese, nothing else on it, about 15 baby carrots, and then water, banana, and then some more dairy, some milk. And then in between that, you'd have pretzels with peanut butter. And then for dinner, I would cook one chicken breast. I would have spinach with no dressing, and then I would have whole wheat pasta with just water and pasta, nothing else on it. So, and milk and water. So it was tough, but Katie is great with that and helped me out. And I'd switch it up here and there, maybe a couple days, different things, but it worked for me, you know, and I really stuck to it. And as boring as it may sound, it's something that, you know, I was committed to and excited to do in this offseason, you know, because I've really never committed myself to a meal plan that strictly and really worked with it. So, like I said, it was tough, but it was worth it.
How long was it?
A couple more?
I probably say I did that for 3 months, 2.5 months, 3 months, around that. As soon as the season ended, obviously I didn't get on it right away. I went and, you know, saw my friends and family and went to a couple barbecues. But, you know, that after that first week or two, probably going to that was when I started on it and stuck with it the whole time. So it was good.
Cody, you had the year in Hughes system last year. You've been around some of these guys. But then Brock's been in the league longer. Like, does somebody have an advantage as far as, you know, experience or, you know, I mean, if you guys are the two guys that wind up trying to be the guys for week one?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the longer you're in this year, you know, the more experience you get, and you know, that can help you out, you know, in different areas. But at the same time, you know, I was excited last year that, you know, getting thrown in there, getting to start some games and get some playing experience, instead of going into year two, not, you know, still not being on the field, not knowing what to expect. But, you know, like I said, just going in there last year and doing some things well, doing some things that, you know, I wish I would have done better. But all in all, it was a learning process, you know, and I've used that this offseason and going into OTAs to help me out. And obviously Brock's, you know, been in the league a lot longer, but the cool thing, like I said, about our room is that, you know, Brock is helping with that, and he shares his knowledge and different stuff that he's learned over the years, and then obviously me, Kevin, and Deshaun are the younger guys. But it's been, I think, for me, an advantage to be around older guys, and I still think the biggest thing that helped me out, you know, the most was Josh McCown. You know, having that experience and that guy as your mentor last year was something that, you know, I wrote notes down last year that I still go back and look at that he told me. And it's just really cool to have guys like that you can lean on and learn from.